Hello, Peter Mayers with you in the National Interest on ABC Radio National. Coming up, the intriguing and important stoush between the Parliament and the Government in Victoria. Suggestions for a root and branch reform of complaints handling in aged care. And a top banker dumps on his fellow bankers for fuelling a dangerous property bubble. The National Interest Roundup begins in the National Capital, which the Prime Minister seems to think is not a very nice place to live. In case you missed it, the Sydney Daily Telegraph this week published a special investigation revealing that 262 ministerial staff have abandoned the government ship since Captain Kevin took the wheel. That's a burnout rate of about 60%. The story, under the headline, "Too Hard to Work For?" Was accompanied by a pic of a scowling PM. In response, Mr Rudd admitted that working a year in his office could be like working 7 years anywhere else. In other words, his staff work like dogs. Hardly an encouraging analogy. As the Canberra Times noted, he also suggested that some staffers left because they weren't attracted by the Canberra lifestyle. Outraged ACT Liberal Senator Gary Humphries wonders what the PM meant. Does he think that Canberra is too boring or too cold or too full of eggheads? Perhaps all three. The Senator accuses Mr Rudd of pandering to prejudices about Canberra in other parts of Australia. The Adelaide Advertiser reports that left-wing trade unions are going to push for an independent corruption commission in South Australia at the ALP's State Council meeting next month. The irony here is delicious. The need for a corruption watchdog was a key plank of Liberal Party policy at the state election in March, an election the Liberal Party came close to winning. No one expects the unions to get their way, though. Mike Rann may have been at loggerheads with his Victorian counterpart John Brumby over health reform recently, but there's one thing on which the two premiers see eye to eye. They're both adamant that, unlike New South Wales, Queensland, WA or Tasmania, their states don't need integrity commissions. Brisbane is pushing ahead with plans to roll out a European-style bike share scheme, and one impact will be fewer spots to park a car in the inner city. Brisbane City Council will remove 200 curbside parking places to make room for bike racks. The cycling lobby is cheering, and Bicycle Victoria praises Brisbane for being way ahead of Melbourne, which is also planning a bike share scheme. But only a handful of parking spaces will be removed there because the City Council is reluctant to lose revenue from parking meters. And neither city has yet resolved the biggest conundrum with the bike share scheme – helmets. Given Australia's compulsory helmet laws, sharing bikes is much less attractive here than in Europe because it means sharing headgear too. While we're on the topic of parking, we couldn't resist this story relayed to us in a sustainable transport newsletter. The London Sun reports that local authorities in the UK are wasting thousands of pounds by suing themselves over parking tickets. At least six councils have issued tickets against their own vehicles and then refused to pay the fines. Some cases went through a staggering 14 stages before reaching a parking appeals tribunal. In one case, Islington Council in North London issued a ticket to one of its own cars, then took itself to an appeal hearing and asked for costs against itself.